Have you recently suffered the loss of a loved one? And are you prepared for tomorrow? Grief is real and life is uncertain. Pastor, therapist, and life coach John Coleman joins me to discuss it tonight on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, we're glad you've joined us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wylie, Texas, Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of topics. Tonight, we're talking about the subject of grief, and joining me to talk about it is John Coleman. John wears many hats. He is a pastor, a licensed professional counselor, certified Christian life coach, professor at Laterno University, chief content officer at the Master Life Coach Training Institute, and longtime friend. What did I miss, John? Did I cover everything there on your list?
Well, you missed being a proud grandfather.
A proud grandfather, yes, you and me both. I'm a proud grandfather and a proud great-grandfather. And,
yes, you are.
And unfortunately, my great-granddaughter, Bailey, who is usually here with us to bring in the names of the callers on 3x5 cards, is not with us tonight, but that's okay. Right. I still have a lot of family here with me. I have my son, Brent, my daughter, Donna, my grandson, Chris, his wife, Cora, and my adopted son, Danny Webster.
Yes, sir.
So I got a lot of family here tonight.
You do.
And had a chance to visit with Keith Mayo this week earlier. We had coffee together. Chief Keith is riding shotgun on the worship channel, and we appreciate that.
Yeah.
And Rodney has the night off. I'm not sure just exactly. Oh, he went to a birthday party, his daughter's birthday. So that's he's got a written excuse for that. So we understand about that. Now we're talking about grief tonight. It's kind of a somber topic. In fact, it's ironic. We had a funeral here at the church today, and you had a funeral service at your church today. And so, unfortunately, 100% of the population of the world will at some point, and my friend Pastor Alan Hitt made this point in his comments today, 100% of us are destined to face this transition of death. And you might talk about that just a bit. Hello, John, did I lose you? For some reason, John Coleman just disappeared. And so we're going to, all right. Danny, I'll get you to redial John there, if you will, and his phone number is on here. In the meantime, we will anticipate and invite people to give us a call at 855-586-5433. By the way, that's what live radio does, live call-in radio. And we'll reconnect with Danny, and Danny is reconnecting with John, and so we'll make that happen. But in the meantime, this would be an opportunity. Maybe you recently have suffered the loss of a relative. Maybe you've lost a job. You've been through some kind of trauma like that. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you had relatives who perished or lost their lives in Southern California. Maybe someone who died on the plane crash in D.C. back in January. Maybe a recent death in your family. Just feel free to give us a call. We'd love to pray with you and talk with you at 855-586-5433. And John, I believe you're back with us now.
I don't know what happened. I apologize.
Not a problem. We'll just assume. Yeah, you know, sometimes the devil does strange things when you're doing a Christian radio program. But we're glad that we were able to reconnect back with you. And coming up on a break here, when we come back, I'll get you to talk a little bit about the reality of death, something that all of us are facing. And Scripture talks about it in 1 Corinthians 15:27, the last enemy it will be destroyed. So we'll come back and talk about that. Again, our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. And we'll be right back.
We are 100 years old.
Dallas Theological Seminary President Dr. Mark Yarbrough on the seminary's motto, Teach Truth, Love Well.
That is what we do. That's our slogan that we use. Obviously, it's preach the word. For all of us, we are called to teach truth and live it out.
To learn more about how Dallas Theological Seminary can equip you for biblically based Christian service, visit dts.edu. That's dts.edu.
Are you looking for family-friendly television or biblical studies with informative programming? Let me introduce you to CrossFlix. From children's cartoons to in-depth studies to inspiring music, CrossFlix is an ever-growing community of broadcasting developed for the family, now available for Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, Apple iOS, and Chromecast. Search through our on-demand library with a free trial. CrossFlix. Entertain. Educate. Inspire.
So glad to have you with us, friend, on Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins, reconnected with John Coleman, who is in East Texas tonight. John, you were planning to be in the studio, but death interrupted your plans, and you conducted a funeral today and as a result. And we want to talk about the fact that 100% of us face the prospect of death at some point, but it's something a lot of us don't like to think about.
No, Don, you're right. We, in this postmodern society that we've lived in now for a very long time, we have a tendency to want to run from death. We want to push it out there away from us. We don't want to talk about it. I can remember the times when I would want to talk to my grown daughter about my own final arrangements coming up one day, and she would not. She would not talk about it. She did not want to even consider the fact that her father would one day probably die before she would. We live in that kind of world where we just kind of push it away. And that's why it's not always a pleasant topic to talk about.
And the reality is sometimes death intervenes in an unexpected way. My daughter Donna, who is here tonight, lost her second son, Albert, a number of years ago. And you lost a son as well, John. I know that's something you've talked about before. And those were unexpected, correct?
Totally. And the surprise of death, you know, it's one thing to be able to say, well, we saw this coming. We lived with someone who had a diagnosis that was certain to end in their death. And then there's that unexpected, tragic, all of a sudden it happens, death of a loved one or a friend or an acquaintance. And it just takes us aback. We reel back on our heels because we're not thinking that way. We don't really think about how to handle that unexpected death.
855-586-5433 is the toll-free number tonight. And John, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 through 18, we have a discussion of grief. And in that, Paul makes a statement, we grieve, but we don't grieve like those who have no hope. But your comments on that.
Amen. Hope is forward-looking. We tend to think of death and the grieving process as being finality. The present stops. But we as Christians believe that we go on eternally, and our hope is in that future. It's in the future where Jesus completely obliterated, you know, the prospects of a horrible eternity of sin and death. So we have hope. We have visions of a future in which the God who created us and who loves us, who was there at our birth and was there at our death, will be with us forever.
And that's our blessed hope tonight. And if you have questions about your relationship to Jesus Christ and whether or not you can be assured of that hope because of trusting in Him, John and I would love to talk with you, pray with you about that. Maybe you're going through grief. Give us a call at 855-586-LIFE. 855-586-5433. CrossFlix, a complete multimedia platform at your fingertips, featuring faith-based movies and shows for the whole family, plus an amazing library of interactive online Bible courses such as Jerusalem, the Eternal City, and Revealing the Secrets of the Hebrew Bible.
You'll have access to your own community and join others on their spiritual journey. You may join as an individual or as a church and develop connections like never before.
CrossFlix has partnered with the SEAL Future Foundation and Bless IL to support brave American and Israeli military veterans and their families suffering from trauma. The relationship between the U.S. and Israel is a long-standing one of strength and divine connection, and one that must continue to be nurtured.
When you join CrossFlix, you'll see firsthand the amazing work you'll help support, providing encouragement and hope to American and Israeli veterans and families.
CrossFlix.com. Educate, entertain, and inspire.
Sat7 is satellite Christian television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in a people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. We're back on Encouragement Live talking about grief tonight, dealing with grief. 855-586-5433. John Coleman wears a number of hats, as I mentioned earlier. He is the chief content officer of the Master Life Coach Training Institute. He's also a licensed professional counselor, certified Christian life coach, teaches counseling and psychology at Laterno University. He is a pastor and a longtime friend, and very thankful, John, to have you on the program talking about
I'm
this topic tonight.
To be here, Bob.
And you know, and because of your experience of losing a son, I think you are uniquely qualified to talk about grief. Typically, and Elizabeth Kubler-Ross wrote about this, and people have commented on it, the stages of grief. What are we talking about when we discuss that?
Well, she basically said in her research on how we handle death and in that context, she said, you know, we kind of go through five phases, as it were, of dealing with either
And I think we have apparently lost John again. I'm wondering if maybe his battery is giving us trouble. And Danny will call again and check. And we'll discuss those five stages of grief here and see if we can't make the reconnection with John. Sometimes in live radio, things happen like this. And grief involves different kinds of losses, and certainly one kind of loss is the death of a loved one, like a child or a spouse or a parent or someone like that. But any kind of loss can create a grief response. And once we've reconnected with John, we will talk about that. And Danny, you may suggest to John that he plug his power cord in. That may be what the problem is. I'm just guessing about that, but that sometimes does happen. Many of you listening to our program have had times when your cell phone conked out. And if you want to give us a call tonight, talk about grief, maybe we can pray with you, encourage you. 855-586-5433. John, I believe Danny has accomplished the reconnection once again. And, you know, I guess a very small portion of grief would be grief over the loss of a guest who's on the telephone.
Well, part of it, too, and I told Danny, Don, it's lightning around here right now.
Yeah, okay.
And it could be that some of that lightning interference is getting in our getting in our line, but I apologize for that.
Listen, you can't help that. And, you know, that's one of the adventures of live call-in radio. And I've been doing this, as you know, for maybe 50 years or thereabouts, or a long time. Yep. And the bottom line is you just go with the flow and deal with it.
There's a good metaphor there, because we talk about, you know, we just kind of go with what comes at us and we adapt to it and move on. And that's kind of how we have to handle grief in our life as well. We learn to adapt it to our lives and we move on. We move forward. We don't get over it. We never get over it. But we can learn to accept it for what it is, take it for the reality that it presents us, adapt to it, and then move forward, just like we do in live radio.
And that involves moving through those stages that we briefly alluded to and before we were interrupted. And those stages start with denial. In other words, I just don't believe this has happened. How could this have taken place?
Nope. That's right. I refuse to accept it. I refuse to believe it. Whether it's a doctor's diagnosis of our own health or whether it's the loss of a friend or a loved one, we just refuse to accept it. We just will not believe it, even though it's right there in front of us.
Yeah, some time ago I had a phone call from a wife who said, my husband has died, and I just can't believe it. It was totally unexpected. And, you know, death does happen unexpectedly. So we have that stage. And then we have sort of two emotions of anger. Anger can turn inward or it can turn outward. Talk a little bit about how anger relates to grief.
Most anger has its role in fear anyway. And so we have anger that's frustrating, it's frustration, it's questioning, possibly even directed at God a lot of the times. How could you do this? What makes sense about this, God? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And we get angry with God or directed at God, but then we're also angry within, and that can turn into depression real easy if we let it. The anger within, what could I have done more? I should have been there. What is going on with this? I don't understand. And we get angry at our own misunderstanding or our own failure to grasp the reality.
And then sometimes we come to the point where we just really have a good cry and sort of a genuine grief that can lead to a resolution. Talk a little bit about that.
It can be relieving. It can actually be acceptance, can be relieving. Sometimes we'll even bargain with God. We'll say, God, if you'll just bring them back, or don't let them die to begin with, save them, and I promise I will live for you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Yes.
And then we get into the depression of woe is me, and that deep sadness and that withdrawal from people and the things we used to do and the things we enjoyed. And then we get to that big cry you talked about, where we finally just let it all out. We get it out of our system the best we can, and then we come to terms with what has been in front of us the whole time. We begin to accept it, begin to look for a way to move forward, and that's when we can actually feel some resolution and some relief in some cases. We can actually begin to feel like I can live again.
Yeah.
And that is the joy of going through grief and not trying to avoid it or go around it or go over it or go under it. Go through it, but you're not alone when you do.
Words of encouragement from John Coleman tonight, 855-586-5433. Diane is our first caller tonight, listening in Mississippi over American Family Radio. And Diane, we hope that you are in a safe place with the weather moving through there.
Hopefully all the tornadoes are past us now. It's been a rough day. Thank you. I've heard y'all discuss this before, and I am 15 months into parental estrangement, and I've dealt with all the stages of grief. It's a growing trend among young people in their 30s to early 40s, and it's as if losing two generations of family unexpectedly. And I had a therapist for a year, and started out in person and then virtually, and I navigated all those stages, and my heart goes out to and any parent or grandparent who goes through this, and I just ask that people keep those of us who have to live through it in your prayers.
Well, Diane, I'm so glad you called us tonight, and we actually have members of my family who are in the middle of this kind of estrangement. In this case, they are parents of children and have been estranged from them. But God is working amazingly, and there have been connections, and we believe that God is going to work this out. And John, one of the things about certain kinds of grief, in the case of death, that is sort of a loss that you don't expect to get past. But sometimes when you have a broken relationship, parental estrangement like Diane is experiencing, or for example, I had a couple, my church in Kansas City, that they divorced, and I had the privilege 2.5 years later of remarrying them to each other, that sometimes that grief of that loss can be reconciled, and hopefully, Diane, maybe there can be a break in that estrangement there. John, what encouragement do you have to offer Diane tonight?
Continue to pray about it, as I know she's doing, to be a comforting and confident presence without pressuring, just to always let those from whom you are estranged know you're there. One day they may decide to make an overture back towards you, and you want to be as open to the possibilities of resolution and reconciliation as possible. And that starts with your own heart and with your own prayer life and your own relationship with yourself and with your Lord.
Yeah, those are great thoughts. And Diane, again, there's no easy answer for this very painful situation that you are in. But one neat thing about our program, as you know, as a listener, we have people all across the country that pray for those who call in. And we're going to ask our listening family to join us in praying for you about this. And John, would you lead us in prayer that Diane would have the grace to go through this and that she would see the hope of seeing this resolved?
Almighty God, you created us in your image, which means you created us to be loving and caring and to be loved and cared for. And sometimes that doesn't work out the way that we think it should or the way we would want it to. So we pray that Diane and those in her same situation will continue to look to you for your presence, for your healing touch on the family, on the relationships, that you would soften hearts, and that you would keep minds and arms open, and that when the time comes in your own divine and perfect will, that possibly a reconciliation can be made, that all involved will be willing and eager for that to happen in your will, in your purpose, and in your perfect timing. Give her the grace to continue to go through it, not trying to avoid any of it, but to go through it with the stamina that you provide through the power and the energy of your Holy Spirit. And we give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Diane, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling us tonight.
Thank
we
you,
will
Diane.
Continue praying about this. Thank you, Diane. God bless.
Thank you.
855-586-LIFE. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, she brings up a very good thing, and that is that we grieve things other than just death.
Yeah.
We grieve the loss of relationships. We grieve the loss of jobs that we've held for years and years and years, and the company comes in one day and says, we're back, you know, we're downsizing, and thank you for your service, but we don't need it anymore. We grieve for opportunities lost. We grieve for potential that is lost. And as you mentioned a while ago, we grieve, you know, also from right there in the room it came up that we grieve for our own past selves sometimes. We'll talk more about that, I think, in a minute.
We will do just that. Right now, we're taking a break. The toll-free number, if you'd like to call us, 855-586-LIFE.
There are only two ways that your affairs will be settled after you pass away. Your way or the government's way. For anyone without a will or trust in place, the government will settle it through probate. So we must all ask ourselves, do I want the government to decide how my minor children get their inheritance and where my assets go, and then charge my heirs probate and court fees to make that happen? Or do I want to protect my family from probate and steward the resources that God has entrusted to me by determining how the assets that I leave behind will be used? Find out what you need to know and do to protect your heirs at a free webinar with His Faithful Stewards. This free webinar will discuss wills and trusts and help you understand it all. Go to HisFaithfulStewards.com and find the link for webinars. There's a place there under webinars where you can sign up. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com and the link to webinars. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minrith, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
And we're back on Encouragement Live talking with John Coleman tonight about the subject of grief. John, you were mentioning the fact that we grieve a lot of different things, and we made the observation that some losses can be reversed, like a divorce can lead to a remarriage to that spouse, a lost job can lead to regaining that job or gaining a different, maybe a better job. But when you lose a spouse to death or a close relative, those are irrevocable, I guess you'd say, or irreversible.
You're right.
If I find the right word.
That is right.
Yeah. Talk to us.
And that's true. There are some things, that, just like there's some things that we can't repent of because the opportunity is lost. And I'll give you an example from my own years as a pastor. More than once, I would have a young lady come to me who had succumbed to the idea that an abortion was the best way out of her situation.
Yeah.
And once she had had that abortion, she could neither repent of that, because you could not reverse that, but she also dealt with the grief of knowing that she carried with her for the rest of her life a loss that she could never fully resolve the grief of. And there are examples just like that and more than that out there in the world today, where we can look back on our own lives. I know I can see where there were some years that I was totally foolish, totally wasted them, would never get them back, because once time is gone, it's gone. And then I have to grieve the loss of those years and what they could have meant to me or my family or a future family or whatever it might be. So it's not just the death of a loved one or a good friend or even a beloved pet. It could be those things within our own selves that we have frittered away or lost in some way, and now we have to grieve that loss as well.
I was talking with Chris about this when I was preparing for the program tonight, and he brought up the subject of grief over your past self, and I think that's exactly what you're talking about, things in your life, and probably we all have things in our lives that we did that were outside the will of God, that were, very harmful to ourselves and maybe to others, and we grieve those. And there's another category, John, that occurred to me, and that is a couple, and especially a woman, who would like to conceive and bear children, would like to become a mother. But I think of Sarah for many years and Hannah and others in Scripture who were not able to conceive and bear children. There would be grief about that, would there not?
Sure there would, because you are mourning the loss of a potential life, or the potentiality of being a parent, of giving to a child the gifts and the graces that God has given to you. And that just not being something that in most cases physically can happen, and there is pain involved there. And questioning, why me, Lord? What did I do?
Not to paraphrase
Chris Christopherson, but I mean,
right.
Literally, to ask God, why not? You know, there are people out there who don't want children and have tons of them every day.
There are a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people have asked that same question that Chris Christopherson asked. Why me, Lord? What have I ever done? And you know, it's interesting, in John chapter 9, Jesus addressed the story of the man who was born blind. And the Pharisees said, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus said, neither of the above. This happened for the glory of God, and Jesus restored the man's sight. And by the way, sometimes God does what he did for Abraham and Sarah and brings about conception and birth. And other times God allows adoption to take place, and those parents love that adopted son or daughter just as much as they would the others. But there is nonetheless a feeling of those kind of emotions. And I want to go back to the subject of the tears that we talked about earlier. You know, the shortest verse in the Bible, John chapter 11, about verse 30, says Jesus wept. And I used to pass over that verse, and we used to joke about, well, I have to memorize a verse of Scripture. I'm going to memorize Jesus wept. And the next shortest verse was pray without ceasing. But the reality is there's a loaded amount of truth in the fact that Jesus wept, because the next verse says the people around him said, look how much he loved him. Jesus wasn't weeping because he couldn't raise the man from the dead, because that's exactly what he was about to do. You know, when we love somebody, we may share tears with them. I think it's in Psalm 31, it's in one of the Psalms where it talks about God puts our tears into his bottle, which to me indicates that even when we are mourning and weeping, that is a something that's valuable to God and valuable to us.
Yes, God put within us that emotion. And it would be a real loss that my client of that word, since what we're talking about, but it would be a real loss if we were not to express our own sadness and maybe even our own remorse or the feelings we have of that loss by not expressing it with the emotions that God has placed within us, because he is in our heart and feels that directly. And Jesus, in both his holiness and his humanity, knew what loss was all about. He shed those tears.
Yeah.
He loved his friend. We should feel free to do the same thing.
You know, another of those songs of golden oldies from the past said, big girls don't cry and big boys don't cry. But the reality is, you know, if Jesus wept, there is no question but what for us to weep and talk about the losses that we have. And Scripture says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. There's a place for that, right?
Well, and there's also in the psalm where it says that the morning will last for the night.
Yes.
But joy comes, you know, with the sun, with daybreak. And there is a season for grief and mourning, that may not end in a lifetime. But there is also a season for renewed joy and the picking up and living life in a new and maybe even different way. I have a friend right now who is suffering the loss of her husband. He was only 54. She's 52. Hmm. She is totally at a loss for how to move forward in life. But with the support of her church, her friends, her employer and coworkers, and those of us who know her personally from school and other places, she's beginning to see that she can fashion a new life for herself as a widow that may not last the rest of her life, or it may.
Mm, yeah.
But she can rejoice in the morning.
And we're going to talk in the next segment about some of the things to do, and especially some of the things not to do or say in supporting those who have suffered loss. Harold has been waiting on the line to talk with us. He's in Mississippi tonight. Go ahead, Harold.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about my son, my wife, and my granddaughter that died before me.
And
I had a son that died in June of 93 on a motorcycle. He was 23 and a half, and I had a wife to die at 55 years of age of cancer. And
That's a lot of losses, Harold. You've been through so much.
And a granddaughter.
Yeah.
Died at 30.
Wow.
In May.
Yeah. Harold.
But I know what grief is. You know, you can drive down the road and everything's fine, and all at once tears go rolling
absolutely.
Out of your eyes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And John, that is one of the things, and Harold has expressed something that I know any of us who've suffered those kinds of losses will feel, that just sometimes the emotion hits you and the tears come, and there's nothing you can do about it. Talk about that.
No. They just come to you in a moment that probably even without your awareness, you are connecting with that loved one or that situation where you're feeling that loss, and it just has to work its way out of your body in those tears and in that crying and in that anguish at that moment. And then you think about the good things and the good memories and all that comes with it, and you thank God for that, and then you keep right on driving down the road. But it just hits you. It does.
And that's where we need to come alongside people to encourage them and to help them. And Harold, do you have people who've come alongside you to encourage you with the losses you've suffered?
Well, I've just leaned on the Lord. You know, I read the Bible all the time. I'm submitted to the Lord, and I'm an ordained preacher and all.
Yes, sir.
And I just look for my comfort from the Lord, and he helps me, you know.
Yeah, he does. Sometimes he uses people, but sometimes he helps us out all the time. He helps us directly. And the good news is there's a scripture, Harold, that relates to you in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, about verses 3 and 4. It talks about the God of all comfort who comforts us in our tribulation so that we can comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we've been comforted by God. And I want to pray for you about that, Harold. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for my brother Harold, for his commitment to ministry. Lord, he's ministering out of a heart of grief, lost his wife, lost children, grandchildren, Lord, but he's trusting in you, and he's using that grief as a tool for ministry to others who've suffered loss. Bless him and encourage him, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Harold, for sharing with us.
Thank you, Harold.
God bless you.
See you later.
Bye-bye. J.D. is listening tonight in Texas. Go ahead, J.D., you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a comment that the greatest loss, well, kind of a question. If you lose something, what's the greatest loss in this lifetime? It would be the loss of seeing the sight of God. Being able to go back home, because that's where we all came from. That's why we got the Holy Spirit. It's a soul that gathers energy and goes back to God.
Well, J.D., you've brought up a very important point there, and that is if we have trusted Christ as our personal Savior, we have that hope, and that hope of being reunited with others who've trusted Christ. And that's why, John, I think it's so important for us to share with people the good news of Christ. And I know you see this, and I see this at funerals. That's the place to tell people how you can know and be assured of trusting Christ as Savior.
Amen.
And J.D., my prayer is that you have made that personal commitment to Christ, to trust Him. John and I will talk about that when we come back. 855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number.
Do you have an extra car taking up valuable space in your driveway? Let Encouragement Live take it off your hands. It's easy, free, and best of all, tax deductible. Get your driveway back and keep Encouragement Live rolling so more people can bridge the gap between their faith and everyday life. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. That's 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
What do Chuck Swindoll, David Jeremiah, and Erwin Lutzer have in common? They all trained to preach God's Word at Dallas Theological Seminary, and you can train at DTS too. If you've been called to preach or teach God's Word, find a degree or course that's right for you on one of our campuses or online at dts.edu. Dallas Theological Seminary, where they teach truth and love well. Visit dts.edu.
The older people grow, the more important it is that they have savings that are not at risk in the stock market.
Here's an important warning from Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
I've seen many people in their 50s that have all their savings still in a 401k or some other market-based account that is fully at risk of loss.
Roxanne and her team offer practical financial counsel to people from all age groups.
It could be that they need to start saving for the future in retirement, or maybe they've already done those things and they just need to be good managers of what God's given them and get their money to where it can grow well but won't be at risk of loss in the stock market. Or maybe they need to get a will or a trust in place to protect their family from the cost and stresses of probate.
You can schedule a free and confidential time to talk with Roxanne at her website, HisFaithfulStewards.com. Just follow the links on the website to set a good time to talk, or you may call the office to set a time. That's HisFaithfulStewards.com. Have you suffered a loss in your life recently? Maybe it was a serious loss, a loss of a spouse, loss of a child, loss of a parent, or maybe you've lost a job, or maybe just a relatively small loss, a sum of money, something of that nature. We're talking about the grief response to loss tonight, 855-586-5433. And we just had a call from J.D., John, about the subject, what is the greatest loss that a person can have? And I am very much inclined to agree that the greatest loss would be to leave this life not having trusted Christ his Savior, to go out into eternity, to have an eternal loss on our hands. Let's talk about that and how we can avoid that.
Yes. One of the things, and I know everyone in the room there with you who has experienced the loss of a child or the loss of a spouse or the loss of a parent, the loss of a sibling, and that's all of us. Talk about the day of reunion, when we will see them again, when we will be with them for eternity, eternity. And there's only one way that that can happen, and that is for us to be in that right relationship with God the Father, Christ the Son, and through the power and faith through the Holy Spirit, to be, as we say, evangelically saved.
Yes.
Meaning that we are in that relationship that will put us in that place with our loved ones and the ones who have gone before that we want to see again. We've got to be in that accepting, receiving place so that we can go to the better place where our family members and friends are.
And friend, tonight, if you have questions about whether or not you have made that life-changing decision to place your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, I hope you will listen very carefully for the next couple of minutes. The Bible makes it clear that the reason we need to trust Christ is that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. None of us is perfect. None of us bats a thousand. Romans 3:23 says we have all sinned and fallen short of his glory. And then Romans 6:23 tells us there is a penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death. And human death, physical death, is but a precursor to that eternal separation of a person from God when they haven't trusted Christ. But the good news, John, you and I have talked about this, and you shared this today, and I've shared this and many, many times, is that Christ died for our sins. He paid the price, took our place so that we could trust in him and have eternal life. And he rose again from the dead the third day to guarantee it. And that's why, friend, tonight, if you have not yet trusted him, I'm encouraging you to come to the place in your life where you pray a prayer like this, and you can pray this along with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and rose again. I admit that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself, but I'm placing my trust in you right this minute as my personal Savior, and I am claiming you as my Savior and Lord, your forgiveness of all my sins, and a home in heaven for all eternity. And friend, if you've made that decision tonight, or if you have questions about making that decision, John and I would be honored to talk with you. You could call us at 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. So, John, that would be my prayer tonight, is that we would have one or more people listening to this program who would make that most important decision. And J.D., I want you to know, if you're still listening, and I hope and pray you are, that you brought up the most important subject, and John and I intended to make sure we address this issue tonight, and you gave us the golden opportunity. John, the other issue I wanted to bring up has to do with what we should say and what we should not say to people who are grieving a loss. And I think one of the things we should not say has to do with what is the typical length of time for a person to grieve, say, the loss of a child or a spouse or a parent or a loved one?
Well, two things on that, Don, and I'm glad you mentioned that. One is we never get over it. People will say, oh, I just get over it. You'll get over it sooner or later. No. You will never get over it. But as we talked about earlier, you can get through it.
Yes.
And by that, I mean you bring in, you integrate your grief with the changes in your life, the changes in you, the changes in your relationships that lead to growth and deeper faith. But don't ever look at somebody and say, oh, don't worry about it. One day you'll get over it. And you've been grieving this for 2 years? Really?
Yeah.
You should be over it by now.
And again, I think a lot of this, is connected, John, with the issue of different personalities. Different people respond differently, and some people may get over it very quickly. Same thing with tears. You know, sometimes people will say, well, I never saw him or her shed a tear, so they must not have grieved, or they must not have been sorry that person.
I heard that when my son died. Yeah. I heard that from people. Yes. Because I don't always cry in public. Not that I have a pride problem, I just the opportunity.
No, it's just your personality, my personality, some personalities, And, you know, I had the privilege of preaching my father's funeral, my mother's funeral, my grandfather's funeral, and I don't know how many relatives, my grandson's funeral. But the reality is, you know, I may shed tears in private, but not in public. But again, that's my personality. And I love people who share tears. I remember my good friend, Dr. Frank Minrith, was a Christian psychiatrist. You knew Dr. Minrith, and one of my best friends over probably 30 years. years. And I remember when my grandson Albert passed from this life, that Frank, literally, we were having the visitation, and he just wept like a baby there. And I thought, you know, what an honor that he would shed tears in that way. And I love him like a brother. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. I lost a brother last summer and had the privilege of having a part in his service as well. We have another call. Edna is listening in Texas tonight. Thank you, Edna, for calling us. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question for you. Today, my sister called me out of San Antonio, and one of her friends has been given the diagnosis of terminal cancer, because she has leukemia, and the lady's afraid to die. And, you know, could you suggest something maybe that I can send to her or call her or text her about it, please?
I sure could, Edna. I am so glad you called us, boy. In fact, you were listening a little bit ago, probably, where I shared those things. Do you have a pen and paper handy? Can you write something down?
Yes.
Okay, good. I want you to write four words down, and this will be a message of hope for her. I want you to write first the word sin, S-I-N, and then write Romans 3:23. And you can look
Romans
that 23. And then write down the word penalty, and then write down Romans 6:23. Okay. And then next, write down the word paid, P-A-I-D, and write Romans 5:8, and then write the word trust, T-R-U-S-T, and write John 3:16. And let me just explain why I wanted you to write those things down. You'll be talking with her, and you can tell her, I talked with John Coleman and Don Hawkins on the radio about your situation. You are facing a terminal disease, but you have something else that's a bigger problem, and that is sin. And because all of us have sinned, I've sinned, you've sinned, John, every one of us, and Romans 3:23 talks about that, and you can read that verse. And the penalty for sin is told, is spelled out in Romans 6:23, and how Jesus paid the penalty when he died on the cross is in Romans 5:8, and you can mention that he rose again from the dead, and then you can invite her and ask her this question, Edna: have you come to a place in your life where you have personally trusted Jesus as your Savior? And I believe, and when you're talking, and by the way, every one of us, John, is terminal. There's no question about that. Whether we have a cancer diagnosis or something else, every one of us is terminal. So, Edna, you will be able to share with her that message over the phone, and maybe she will pray to receive Christ right there on the spot. John, would you lead us in prayer for Edna and for this dear friend? Okay, I believe we've lost John again, so I will pray. Lord, we just want to ask you right now to, in some way, give Edna the right words to say, to share, so that there would be the possibility of this dear friend of hers in San Antonio coming to receive Christ as Savior. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Edna, we will be praying for you. Thank you so much for sharing with
Thank
us.
You.
God bless you. Bye-bye. And Jason is our last caller tonight. Jason, we have about a minute. Go ahead.
All right. Hi there.
Yes.
I just wanted to share that, you know, when it comes to grief, you just really never know how to handle it appropriately.
Yeah.
I feel that I have been dealing with something from quite a while, and it just several years before you even really can truly feel the grief.
Yeah.
It all started when my son's mother passed away when he was two, and then I dealt with that struggle, and then my grandmother who raised me, and she passed away, and those were basically my only family, aside from my son and myself now.
John, Jason, we're going to run out of time. I want to ask John to pray for you, because you've raised an issue. John, it's not easy to deal with grief. Would you lead us briefly in prayer for Jason?
Be glad to. Jason, God Almighty, Father, heaven and earth, you are our creator, and we love you so much. place before you, Jason and all are in his situation. It is not easy to get over a grief that lasts a long, long time that we feel it years down the road. And we pray that you would be with us as much then as you would be at the moment that we realize we have lost something or someone. Be with Jason and all who suffer the same pain and the same understanding that he does, that we may give you grace and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Jason, we will be praying for you. And thank you, friends, for joining us. Good night from Encouragement Live.